Hello, hello, this is JT and welcome to my podcast, It's Just a Belief. Again, I've been looking for a topic, I started a few episodes, and I'm like, no, this doesn't sound real. So, yesterday I had a real experience of self-loathing, and I wanted to share that with you. And before I do so, I encourage you to sign up to my website, hypnocoach.ca, so you get the latest news. You get my newsletter and all kind of goodies.
She lives in the wonderful world of the state of hypnosis and finds hidden gems in your subconscious mind. She laughs, she loves, she breathes, goes deep, transforms, transitions, and laughs again. More than anything, she knows that it's just a belief.
So I am outside and you will obviously hear birds. If you're lucky, you will hear loons, ducks, all kinds of animals and buzz because I am in true north, true nature, and it's wonderful. And summer in Quebec is so short that I want to make sure I'm outside every day. So yesterday, I spent the whole day self-floating myself. I live in this beautiful place. And the woman who's built the house and built the garden did an amazing job. I'm not a gardener. In fact, when I was a child with my mom, we used to have a major big garden, flowers and vegetables. And the deal with her was that I was going to cook for the family and she was going to take care of the garden. This is to tell you how much I loved gardening when I was a child. So anyway, I'm here in this big place and there's a garden and I don't have a gardener. So yesterday all day, I'm looking at the beautiful place and it's like, it's very intentional, right? You walk a little, there's a little patch of flowers. You walk a little, there's a little patch of other things and you can see that it's been built intentionally and that, you know, if it's well taken care of, it's beautiful. So anyway, yesterday I was just self-loathing. I was telling myself, oh, you're so bad, and then you're such a bad gardener. You're never going to be able to make it. It's going to be ugly. People are going to come and tell you that you don't know what to do with it. And I was having all the voices of the fantastic gardener that I know around me. My friend Nancy, her mother, my mother, and my grand aunt. And I was thinking about all those people telling me how bad I was. And I could just hear their voice. And I felt very miserable, not good about myself, and negative thinking and negative thoughts. And I'm like, this morning I woke up and I'm like, listen, Janina, you're going to be here. You're here. You have this fantastic opportunity to spend time gardening. It's a wonderful way to restore energy, to connect with nature, and this is what you wanted. So start with little and do what you can. So I took a little patch and I cleaned it and I felt good. And then I took a longer, larger patch and I kind of started to clean it. I'm not done with it, but I thought, okay, this is my topic. How many of you are self-loading yourself and kind of cutting yourself from having a great experience just because you feel you're not good enough or you're not skilled enough or you're not the perfect gardener, cook, whatever? How much pleasure, how much opportunity, how much human experience you're not experiencing just because you're having that inner dialogue that you're not good enough at it and other people will be better and they will criticize you. So that was my experience. I now will tell myself every day, I'm cleaning a little patch every day. That's my contribution. And I'm better at it every day. And it's better than do nothing and to let it go wild. And whatever I do is a little something. And every time I praise myself, that's good, Janilyn. You got this little patch. Fantastic. It's beautiful. Keep going. You love it. You love to do it. It It helps you connect with nature. It helps you feel good about yourself. You're good at it. Enjoy it. And say thank you that you have this beautiful place where you can really experience something that you never really had the opportunity to experience to that extent. And then I realized, yeah, I still have that condo attitude, you know, that condominium attitude. When I lived in a condo for years and everything has been taken care of, the landscaping, the cleaning of the windows, everything has been taken care of. You feel like you're just, this is not something that's on your mind, right? Because the habit of having it, you know, being taken care of just prevents you from, you know, you don't have to think about it. And now I do have to think about it, but I cannot spend the next 3 months telling myself every day how bad I am, how bad of a gardener, how terrible it is that I'm ruining what this woman has done before me. Instead of that, I need to change. I am changing, actually, the narrative for, you know, I'm experiencing it every day. I'm cleaning a little patch every day. I make it better every day. It makes me feel good. It connects me to nature. It's my contribution. And I love to do it. And whatever I do it with care, with love, with attention, and with self-love as well. So again, my question to you, what is it in your life right now that you're not doing because you think that you're not good enough at doing it, or other people will judge you, or. And take the time to listen to the narrative, to the self-loathing. Your brain believes what you tell it, so it's very literal. So if I tell my brain that I love gardening, that it's beautiful, that I'm good at it, I'm cleaning it well, I'm doing it bit by bit, but doing it well, I'm putting all my best intention into it, I make it better every day, I feel better every day, I love it more and more every day, my experience is going to be totally different. So voila, this was self-loathing 101 and a true experience of mine. I hope this is helpful for you. And think about what you're not experiencing because you're just afraid that you're not going to be perfect enough or good enough, or that you're going to ruin it and all the above. Have a fantastic day. And as you know, until next time, it's just the belief.